7. Office visit. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Hi, Professor Linda Smith.
Hi, Trey. What can I help you with?
I'm really worried about my grade for the semester because I failed the test. So, do you think I can do some extra credit to bring my test grade up? My history professor let me do that last semester.
Well, Trey, I'd like to see you pass my course, too. It's good that you're so concerned. But I don't allow extra credit assignments. Well, normally I would, but not in my introductory level classes.
What am I going to do? I'll get in big trouble if I flunk math.
You may be able to save your grade for the course yet. This was only the first test. We still have 3 others plus homework assignments, and each test counts for higher than the last one. If you do well on them, you could still pass.
The thing is, I need to do a lot better than just pass. I need to improve my grade point average. And I studied hard for this test. I just wasn't feeling well when I took the class. I went to the nurse right after class. She gave me this note if you want to see proof that I was sick.
Well, since that was the case, I'll think about throwing out your grade from this first test, but only if you get better than a B on remaining tests.
You bet. If you'll throw out that first bad test, I guarantee that I'll get an A on all the others.
1. What can be inferred about the first test? Two. What does the professor imply about her upper-level classes? Three. What does the student imply about his failed test?